Tammy, we're having this conversation today in a family home to try and better understand the scenario and why there's community members, including yourself, gathering at the Tyendinaga police station. I believe you said we're not leaving until we get answers. This is in relation to an incident that happened in 2015 where your son and one of his friends tragically lost their lives. Can you take us back to the start of this whole situation, and can you tell us what happened?
Tyler didn't return home, him or Nora's friend, so we went to the water where they went in that night to make sure that, you know, to see if the boat and everything was back in, and it wasn't. After being down there a few minutes, when Tammy Miracle, Tyendinaga police officer, came over and said they had found Tyler's waders and his coat so many feet apart, and they didn't rope it off, they didn't, you know, treat it as a crime scene, anything like that. They just, you know, let everybody go on the waters and look, and the waders we had to go find. They were put in somebody's vehicles, what Tyendinaga police wanted them to do with them. I went home from there. People started coming, helping to the home to, with food, everything, helping out. There was a lot of people down there. Things didn't add up from the start. And I keep trying. It's been 5 years and can't get no answers.
So for a little bit of context for people, and correct me if I make any mistakes in the time frame, it was April 2015. Tyler and his friend, by the sound of it, were experienced fishermen. They went out on the water to fish, and you said nighttime is the time you go for
after
fishing
dark.
After dark. So they went out in a standard 14-foot boat with a motor on it. What was the time frame from when they went missing to when they were discovered, and where were they discovered? Both of them were in the water?
Yes.
What was the time frame for this? Was it about 14, 13?
14 days.
14 days. So at this point, in my own recollection, because we covered the story, this made fairly large news. This was something that national media outlets took in. By the sounds of it, something with the maybe several things with the investigation didn't sit right with you. And we've now gotten to a point where several years later, you're looking for answers. Do you believe that the investigation wasn't handled properly, or do you believe there just wasn't enough resources kind of directed to something that was a fairly major investigation at the time?
Yes, I believe that they didn't do anything right from the start, and they admitted that they had did wrong. As I said, it wasn't roped off, nothing was taken into, you know, to be investigated. And I believe that I've been trying for 5 years, not getting any answers whatsoever. It's always, oh, that was nothing. So I'd like a full investigation with a third party involved, because Tyendinaga police, as I said, didn't do it right from the start, and they don't have the manpower or even the experience to go. They didn't have a boat to go look for our boys.
The post-mortem indicated the cause of death as drowning for both.
Yes.
What do you believe from your, obviously as a mother, you're going to scour the earth to try and find answers, and by the look of it, that's what you're doing. Through what you've looked into, what do you believe led to the loss of your son and his friend?
I believe that something happened out there, and I believe he didn't drown.
So you believe there was foul play of some sort?
Yes. None of it is adding up.
Was there a feud that your son had with certain people? And we don't need to necessarily name people, but was there a previous cause to believe there was altercations that would have led to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it involved fishing? It was fishing nets.
Yeah.
Okay. You had said to me a few minutes ago that the goal is to get answers. Has it been told to you that this case has been closed, or that it's a cold case, or that Have you had any interaction with police in the last little while about anything? When was the last time you heard from police as far as this investigation is concerned?
The last time I heard from them is when I took his autopsy out there to get an answer of why there was string in his stomach, and they never got back to me. And I called them maybe 4 months later and asked them how, with Jason Brand, we took the autopsy out to ask why Tyler had string in his stomach and could they check that out to see and give us some answers. As I took his autopsy to have third-party review it, and they thought it was quite interesting why he'd have string in his stomach unless Tyler had been choked or gagged. So we took that to Jason, and he was kind of looked at as shocked, said, "I'm new at this. Just give me some time, and I'll get back to you." I waited 4 months, never heard from him, called him back, and he asked, told him who I was, and he said, and how was he making out with that? And he said, well, I got together with OPP and that investigation was done properly. Have you, he says, thought about getting a private investigator for this? And I said, well, I have one. I said, would it make a difference if I brought him out there? And he said, probably not.
Tammy, finally, at this point, at some point between 2015 and now, you finally are able to look at the autopsy. What stood out to you as odd in the autopsy?
The string in his stomach.
They located string inside your son's stomach?
Yes.
And what, did they have an explanation for that? Did anyone provide an explanation to you with why string would be in an adult male's stomach?
No, none.
You guys are at a point where several years have passed, but that you and members of the community are at the Tyendinaga Police Station and you're not leaving till you get answers. What would the, and there's no perfect end result in a tragedy, there never will be, but what would you like to see come out of your demonstration at the Tyendinaga Police Station?
Well, I think they should let somebody else take over the investigation, do a full investigation, and give us some answers. Which would be, I'm asking for like a third party and